When was it first organized, you think, about the time that the Northern and Southern Methodists lost?
It must have been about the same time. Now, as well as I remember this Arnold Sutter. I think he's the man that established the first church here, a Baptist church in New England.
And it was located on a corner of Main Street and Clay?
And Clay.
And it was a brick building?
A brick building, yeah.
And you said they tore it down because it was too small?
Too small.
And they built the block?
They built the block building, and then it got too small, and then they built this new building.
On Lady Washington?
Yeah.
And you said, tell us again about the Christian church. You said it was first built where, or where they first organized?
First organized on Pike and Rock Avenue.
The old Wellman and Rice?
The old Wellman and Rice building. Because the junior built that building there, and Wellman and Rice had a store in it. You know, I'm thinking I was in the church. Now, it was their skating rink the first time.
Who owned it then?
The junior. Okay. And then they, when they came in here to establish, now that is just much as a Wellinger. I have a brother-in-law. He was belonged to the Christian church. And of course at that time they called them Hamilites. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'm sure. They were about the first to go in there and have the church set. I remember when that was built, so I belonged to the junior order at that time.
And you said the junior order was a secret organization, similar to what we call the Masonic Lodge and the Oddfellows? Or was it completely different?
It's completely different. It's a junior order. That is the Masonic Lodge and the junior order and the Oddfellows and the Masons.
Is the junior order in existence now anywhere?
Not that I know of. I think it's just circling out.
Mm-hmm.
Going out away from here, it might be. I don't know if it's the junior order. It was a good order.
Now, the new or the present Christian church, do you know who built that? The one that's on Madison Street?
You mean who was minister at the time?
No, who built it? I mean, was there a carpenter locally, or was there someone from away from here?
It surely was someone away from here that laid the brick.
About how long has it been built, do you know? Probably around the turn of the century, you suppose?
Yeah, that's my sister. She was 18 years old when she married. She lives in Huntington now. She's 98 years old.
And
still living. And I'll be 90 in this April.
Well, that is a long life.
And she's 8 years older than I am. And, so she got married when they was 18. And it wasn't right. She hadn't been married too long. Until they built the brick church up there.
And she was married at the old one on the Lock Avenue? I mean, she was married in that church at Lock Avenue, or?
No, she was married right before that church was built.
Well.
Yeah, but destroyed. They hadn't been married too awfully long until they built that building there, and the church was in the lower floor.
Tell me something about your family. Have they lived in Lawrence County for a long, long time? Where was your father? Did he live here or somewhere else?
He was raised right here.
How many generations do you go back that lived in Lawrence County?
Well, they all came to Lawrence County when they first came here. But now what I've been told by my forefathers, I can go back to my great-great-grandfather. And, I go back for a half hour, I was told. My, there were three brothers came to Scotland, came to America. One of them settled in Pennsylvania, and one settled in Virginia, and one settled in Tennessee, but at that time it was all Virginia. Tennessee and Kentucky was a part of Virginia, and then they laid off in different states. One of my great-great-grandmother was James Wilson, and he settled in Jackson County, Tennessee. And he married a Mounce from Maryland, and then he had a whole big family. 13 or 15 children, boys and girls. So they migrated from Tennessee to Kentucky. Of course, that time it was Virginia.
Yeah.
And they settled mostly in Wayne County around Fontana. Then they branched out over into Charles, James Wilson, my great-great-grandfather, and Charles Wilson was my great-grandfather, and Brian Wilson was my grandmother. And they all lived here in our town. The most of them came to this place, came across what we call Orange County now.
Did they settle in Louisa?
They settled right here in our town. Now, James, Charles, I can remember him.
Was he your great
great grandmother?
Great grandfather.
My great grandfather. He's very good on the hill.
How long did he live? Did he live to an old age?
He died at 91. 91 years. Well, they came here and the judge came here. The deceased all came here. See, we're all related. Close to them. Well, Charles Wilson married Hannah Jarrett. And Peggy Wilson, or Polly Wilson, married James Jarrett, a brother and sister, married a brother and sister. Mm-hmm. After we come in on this Jarrett family, you know. Mm-hmm. They're all
doubly related, aren't they?
Well, they had several children. Of course, I could name them if necessary.
Why don't you go ahead and name them? Someone might want to know, you know, their ancestors, and they might be related to you.
Yeah, well, we take, I'd rather go down in there.
You want me to stop this, and you can go?
Maybe you can stop it now.
Now, Mr. Wilson, tell me about your, maybe you want to start with your parents or grandparents, or how do you want to start?
Well, I can go clear back to my great-great-grandmother.
That'd be good. Why don't you start with your father and tell something about him, and then we can go on back.
Well, I'll start with my father then. I won't need this on here.
What was your father's name?
Lish. Ulysses.
And where did he live?
He lived right here on the first year. I was born.
Is it the original house?
It's in your house. That's where I was born.
And how many children was in your family?
There was four. Three boys and one girl.
And your sister is still living?
My sister's still living in Ireland. She's, she was 98 and January 12th.
And what was her name?
Betty.
Did she have children?
Oh, yeah, she had children. You know, she's lost every one of her children. She's living by herself now. All she got is two grandchildren.
Who did she marry? Someone
local? She married Floyd Vaughn. Some of the people.
Well.
And old Pat Wellman's son. He was a brother to Charles Wellman and Ari Vaughn. Floyd Vaughn.
Did they always live in Huntington?
No. They went to Huntington in about 1918 or 19. She is down there on Main Cross Street down there.
Who's the oldest in your family?
Betty.
Betty was. And then who was next?
Tom.
And who did he marry?
He married Bobby's. Married Bobby's daughter. And he was
Where did they live?
It was mostly on 3 Mile and Nick Creek. Now, Phoenix, John's, they were brothers. They were first cousins to my father. And this Aiden's father, and there's Uncle Sam, she came up in Quincy, and Uncle Charlie's seen it. Now, Uncle Sam and Uncle Quincy's brother, and Uncle Charlie and Noll were brothers.
Where did Grimes live? Did he live?
Yeah, right over here. What's the roof line?
Oh, so it's across the street.
That old house you stand up on the bank. He owned all this land. Mm-hmm. He owned the, Kerry Gallons. He owned all of this sector. And he was elected sheriff. And he was such a big hearted brother and wanted to help the people. So many people that I can sign notes from, and he had to make the notes good. And lost his brothers. So.
Did he farm it, or was it just land that he owned?
Just land. It was much farming to be done that.
What did he do besides sheriff? What was his occupation?
Well, now he was ready. He was really a farmer. He farmed on 2 Mile and lived down there for a while. After he lost his property here, he moved down here to 2 Mile. That's where Gene Wilson built that house there. He lived down there. And that was my grandfather's home there.
What was the occupation of your father?
Carpenter.
Well, what about your great-grandfather? Now, who was he?
Great grandfather was Charles Wilson.
And who did he marry?
He married a Cole. His first wife was Hannah Jarrett. He married Jarrett. I don't remember her. And his second wife was Short. Not Short, his second wife was Cole. My granddad's second wife was Short. His first wife was Z.
Where did your great grandfather live?
It was a little cottage house. Shut on the corner. I don't remember where Markham used to live. New Markham. That just went out there. He lived in a little yellow cottage there. His wife did. Of course, I don't remember him. But his wife, we never call her nothing but Granny Poe. She was a Poe.
What was his occupation? What did he do for a living?
Well, I imagine at that time, probably he was all farmers.
Now, was he the one who came to Lawrence County from Wayne, or was it another generation back?
He came to Lawrence County from his family. Came in here. Of course, this was all at that time, Virginia.
Yeah.
And they came here when they came in. Most all of our people came here into this section and center here. The Jars and the Seeds and Mountains and the Wilsons and Goss all came into this section. They came in here in families together, big families. That's why you had to marry among each other.
They didn't know that many people did.
There wasn't enough people here for them all to marry.
Do you remember any stories that, say, your father or grandfather told you about those early times? Something about maybe how hard it was to travel, or anything about when Lawrence County was first being settled? Do you remember any family stories?
No, I don't remember that. I remember Mark Charlie myself. We had this little narrow county road, and it was hard to get old. The team of any kind. And lots of places where they had creeks, they called the creek beds in the summertime, and they were the roads, highways.
Seems like everyone talks about the muddy streets. They said that Louisa was just a sea of mud.
I've seen ragged, you were at the ground. Now, we had sticks over here. We had no crosses like we used to have, you know, on and he stepped on the space just enough for to walk on his step on himself. I've seen wagons go out through these streets here with up to the axles. I see him just fall right in the middle of the street.
Would have been a terrible time, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And this mud, oh, we had the mud. You see, I was on the city council right after August Snyder, you know, he was mayor, and Ray Roman was elected mayor, and then August Snyder started the paving in 1990, and when we were there, I was on the city council for 6 years. Under 4 years under Ray Roman, and 2 years under of justice. Well, we had the street started and everybody was so proud of this paved street, we just went ahead and had a big spot there. Hey, since your time, I used to back up the whole town, but of course, the Oxnard had all the main part for the paved. And we went on the outskirts and paved there.
Now, you say paved. Was it with the concrete or brick or? What was it paved with?
Kentucky rock asphalt.
Did it last well?
Oh yeah, it lasted well.
Did they, at that time, did they have 15 sidewalks along the street? Or was that later?
Sidewalks, yeah, we had some, this section of town, we had cross ties to walk on. Had no sidewalks. And there was no concrete or brick, nothing like that. Well, we had boardwalk fireway, and this through here. We never did nothing done over this in town. They claimed they didn't get enough money over here to justify them doing anything. They spent all our money. I told that to the council. I said, well, you take our money from over there and spend it over here, and why not take your money from over here and spend it over there?
I noticed in the paper, though,
where
you're going to get some new things done.
Yeah, I see that. But it's all that time right now, I've got to do anything.
Yeah.
It's turf. It's a turf shape. I doubt making it a long time before we get back to the field again.
The winters have been hard, haven't they?
It's hard, hard winters. Of course, our streets over here have been fixed last fall. Boards across the ice to get the water. charge you for walking across my board.
Oh.
If you sit on the board, you pay them a nickel. If you got off on the ice and walked across, you had to pay them nothing.
Was the ice real slick and...
Slick and rough and, well, it'd be eating. Yeah, I can eat things. It's just I have cut ice out of the river down there and put it up for the summer. And we just as clear as a window glass, you can see clear as well.
This salmon that you mentioned that was the ferryman, did you say his name was Bill?
Bill.
Was that the man who lived
on the rail that cost a million
dollars? Now, how was he related to the salmon who lived where the Baptist church?
Brother.
Brother.
Yeah, on Henry, was Bill.
Did he also at one time have a grocery store?
Yeah. Sure, on the corner. I don't think that building's there yet. I don't think it's there. Yeah, he had a grocery store there.
Who were some of your friends when you were little that you would maybe go to school with? What were some of their names?
Well, there's some old pictures. I've seen some of them, but I don't know who was about them. But my school boys, school friends, boys I went to school with, they're all about my age. And I should. Junior Lackey. And Fred Benson. Ben Rose and Fred Rose. Your father, at one time, was a mural, that's a big deal. And he was, Esther McCarter, George Bolivet, Oscar Blankenship, I could buy rice and have a few more.
Was the Junior Lackey that you mentioned, was that Mark and Jimmy's son?
Yeah. Yes, Junior and I, we were at school, all in the same class. And then, of course, now the girls we were high school with, at this time, we had three rooms, four rooms.
Now, you're talking about the old grade school?
The old grade school. The upper side of it was all one big room. Downstairs and upstairs. On this side was the hallway and the primary room. And the army put a partition between that. And we had as much as three different grades in one room. Two or three different grades. Teacher and teacher. Not only just like a country school. You know,
who do you remember as your teachers?
Well, the first I remember was, I believe it was A.C. Perry Abbott. And then there's Lillian McHenry Reynolds, and there's Maggie O'Brien, and Matilda Wallace. Matilda Wallace left here in, I don't get to New York, but anyhow, she left here and went to Logan. In Louisville, Michigan, she had a much better offer than she had there.
Did you all study under McGuffey's readers?
Yeah. And then Maggie Moore, she took over for Maggie Wallace left out. And then that was my first teacher we had. And then first man teacher I had was
you ever had Professor Byington?
Yeah. Yeah, I quit school. I was in the Diana in eighth grade. I quit school.
Now, they were at the other school.
Down here. But still, he operated the schools all over. So when he first came here, he went into this school as a freshman. Then he started to go to college after he came here. He was freshman here in this school.
At one time, did they have a school at the Masonic Lodge too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, was he connected with that too?
He he was connected with that, and they had schools all over town where they get room for them.
Was it like they would have so many grades in one building and so many grades in another?
Yeah. So when Bang came here, he came here from Floyd County. And I think he had some trouble up there in Floyd County. He had some problems, and he came down here, and all the students up there followed him. He, at that time, was Norris, he had 700 students here in Louisiana, outside of the school district. They flocked in here from all up the river to pass them down here to school. And every one of them here in town made their living off of it, keeping boarders. Mm-hmm. And if they couldn't room, and these had room and took a house in a bed there and made fish for them to sleep. But they wouldn't have to eat their lunches. Mm-hmm. They couldn't sleep them, but they could board them. Oh, this town was a booming school town until Lincoln was out of the left and then just went dead to the school town.
Why did he leave?
Well, after getting many years, I hate to have it on recording.
Well, it's okay. You know, so many people say that Spencer Byington would go from house to house at night and check on his students.
That's
amazing, isn't it, that he would do that?
If I'd say why he left, he'd bring other people in.
The tape's running out.